What's up, everybody, and welcome to this edition of X-Ray Vision. Now, when it comes to the NFL, I myself am a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Now, this year has been a little bit different for me, whereas every other season that I've ever watched football, I've dedicated the whole season, my life to the whole season, right? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to, obviously, I'm a Steelers fan, I live in Texas. So I'm not going and traveling with the team everywhere like some diehard fans for their respective teams do. That's not the type of fan I am. But when I'm here at home and I do watch those games, I do have, you know, all my merch on the walls, hanging up, wearing it, like, whatever the case may be. I'm that kind of guy. I'll, you know, normally I will get everything I have and throw it on the walls. My wife gets, you know, is like, okay, here we go, you know. But it's not a huge thing. But this season, if you were keeping up with baseball at all, Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers, again, I'm from Texas, so the Texas Rangers had an outstanding season. And this, again, was the first time that I dedicated my life to the entire MLB season this past season when the Rangers won the World Series for the first time ever. I did see the 2010-2011 series. I've told people to this day, after the Rangers finally won the World Series for the first time, I let them know, even today, I was like, you know, I saw those previous two World Series. I guess it's either been a long time or maybe, like I said, I wasn't that into baseball during that time. Obviously, I was going for the Rangers. I was a fan, but I wasn't like a huge fan, right? I didn't know the entire lineup. You know, I knew the starters, you know, the role players and stuff like that. But as far as, like, you know, their statuses and, you know, their storylines throughout the year, I wasn't big into it those years. So, you know, to see people crying and stuff like that, don't get me wrong, I was happy as hell. I was probably as happy as they are or they were, but I wasn't, you know, I didn't get emotional or as emotional as some, because I guess I didn't remember those World Series, experiences in 2010-2011 as vivid as others did. So, but had they lost this year, I would have been on that bandwagon because I've watched almost every game because I got the Bally Sports, so I can literally watch any Rangers game anytime that they play, you know, if as long as I'm, you know, at home or whatever the case is. So with that, going back to the NFL, I honestly, and even my, you could ask, you know, anybody that really knows me, I haven't really been watching football this year. Like, sometimes I'll, you know, lose sleep to wake up early kind of thing, you know what I mean, to watch the 12 o'clock games or whatever the case may be. And, you know, again, I got, you know, apps and stuff to stream to watch all the Steelers games. So I got the Sunday ticket and all that, so I could watch the Steelers game in Texas, any game that they have. So that's not a problem either. So I was that guy watching every game, no matter what the time was, getting upset and, you know, pissed off when they lose games or, you know, talking like, you know, I'm not sitting on the couch and they're over there on the field doing the actual work. You know, I'm making it seem like it's easier said than done, right? I was that guy, right? The one that yelled at the TV, the one that was ecstatic when they won, that was ruined their day when they lost and stuff like that. So I, you know, going into this football season, I told myself that I wouldn't do that, right? So, but not that I wouldn't do it with sports, just like, I don't know if it was I think what it was, honestly, is that because baseball was happening so well, like the Rangers season was going so well, I don't know, it was just something within me that made me sit back and realize and, you know, just be interested in baseball a lot more this year than I ever have been, and less interested in football than I ever have been. You know, why that happened, I honestly don't know. It just kind of happened, right? But that being said, the Steelers played their playoff game yesterday, Monday night, or I guess it was Monday early afternoon, early evening, late afternoon, 3:30 game. That got pushed back due to inclement weather in Buffalo, having all that snow and everything like that. Even the start of the game, 5 hours before the game, they were still shoveling snow from the stands and everything like that. It was really crazy. I didn't really look at the weather report, but I did keep up with the headlines. And, you know, I know that the governor had come out and said that they weren't going to push it back anymore. So it was going to go on as scheduled after the adjustment on Monday at 3:30. So that happened. They honestly looked pretty good throughout the game. They didn't look that bad. They were keeping up, you know. They were obviously the underdogs, being the seventh seed, going up against the number two seed in Buffalo, who was coming off a hot streak at the end of the season. What was that, like a five-game win streak, something like that? So they were rolling, man. They were rolling. And, you know, anytime you go against the Bills that haven't made much, many changes with their coaching, with their players or anything like that in the last few years, they're going to be a tough team no matter what. You know, the playoffs are the playoffs. You know, you could have a 9-7 team make it to the playoffs, and, or I guess 9-8 team make it to the playoffs and win a game. You never know. Look at the Bucks. They're a division winner. What are they, 9-8? And they just beat the Eagles, who were 11-5, second place in their division. Granted, the Eagles came off a horrible end to their season. Kind of reminded me of the 2020 Steelers, honestly, where the Steelers started 11-0 that season and then went off to complete a 12-4 record and then lost in the wild card round to the Browns. They lost the last two games they played, the last regular season game that year, to the Browns. And then they played them in the wild card and they lost again. And that's how Big Ben went out. So, I mean, it's all good. Like I was saying, with sports now, I don't know if it's, you know, as I'm getting older, that I'm, you know, my mind's starting to transition to other sports that's, you know, not as, for lack of a better term, popular. Because let's face it, 9 times out of 10, you ask anybody about baseball on the streets, they're going to say it's too slow, too boring. Even with the pitch clock, which, you know, most pitchers don't like, including Max Scherzer, because you could injure your arm a lot faster. They need you to go, go, go with pitching, and you don't understand. I don't even understand, really, the velocity and the torque that they're throwing their arms, and they're just putting their arms through, like, crazy amount of hell, basically. And, you know, they're just trying to speed it up so that people can be interested in more. They could get more money to the sport, obviously. You know, they want to broaden their market and their clientele and bring more faces to the sport that, you know, haven't been into the sport, kind of like Taylor Swift with football, right? There was a sign that I saw yesterday during the Buffalo Bills and Steelers game, and it said something along the lines of, like, we're coming for you, Taylor, or Taylor, we'll see you in Kansas City, or something like that. And it's like, okay, you know, that's awesome. They're bringing more, I guess, a different clientele to that market in Kansas City that don't know anything about the sport. Some of them might. I'm not going to say that. Some of them might. But in my opinion, I don't think most of them do. They're more focused on Taylor Swift and when she's touring and her concerts and her, you know, comments that she's saying and stories that are coming out about her and her life and all this other crap. So I personally, my wife and daughter are big Taylor Swift fans. They're, you know, I wouldn't say they're like, what are they called? I don't know, whatever their nickname is for Taylor Swift fans, but they live, like, my wife, I think, is. My daughter likes music, but she likes all kinds of music. She doesn't really care. Like, she'll listen to whatever. She has her songs that she likes, but, you know, some of them are Taylor Swift, but it's my wife that's the big Taylor Swift fan. So, I mean, I get it. It, like I said, it's cool, you know, bring new clientele and everything like that. And it makes, honestly, it makes my wife more interested in football. So she'll ask more questions and, you know, stuff like that, which is always cool with me. I always like watching a sport and my wife, you know, kind of be into it, even if she's not devoted to it, which, you know, is fine. But, you know, just to be interested, hey, so, you know, ask me a simple question, you know, or whatever. And I'll respond. It just makes her, like, more interested. Oh, and then she'll ask at the end, like, hey, so what happened at the end? Like, who won? Who did this? Because of the storyline or whatever question she may have asked me during the game that, you know, makes it more interesting for her. So I appreciate that aspect of you know, her wanting to get more involved into sports and stuff like that. She knows I'm big into baseball. And that's why, again, going back to what I was saying earlier, me just kind of, I say devoted my life to baseball this year and didn't for football, but, you know, that's for lack of a better term. You know what I mean? I didn't devote my life to baseball, right? Like, I'm not a scout. I'm not, you know, on an MLB organization payroll or anything like that. So, you know, I'm still doing my day to day with my family and everything, my job and all that good stuff. But I watched a lot of baseball, a lot of baseball this year. I was, watching so much, and I know it sounds like, okay, to the person, the normal person that watches baseball as much as I did this season. But this, like I said, this is my first time watching baseball as thorough as I did when it comes to the free agency, the trade market, all that stuff. Even when the Rangers, they were going to the regular or the end of the regular season, or towards the end of it, not really at the end yet, but they're prepping for the playoffs, right? They're making these big trades, right? Their moves. They got Max Scherzer over there. I was hoping they got Justin Verlander, honestly. How crazy would that have been to take both of the Mets starting 1-2 punch from them to come to Texas, which, we would have won with both of them as well. But Jordan Montgomery was a great addition. He was a great addition from St. Louis, I thought anyways. And, excuse me, just the names that most people in different markets, major markets, never heard of, like Leodis Taveras in the outfield, in center field. That dude was incredible, hitting home runs, getting RBIs, getting on the base with his speed. That was what his job was to get on base with his speed, and that's what he did, right? So that's what kept it exciting for me to watch the team build, even with the players that they've had in the farm systems coming up from the minors that they've been, putting on the back burners for a couple years. Now they're getting play time. Now they're making big impacts. Carter made a huge impact at 21. He was 20 years old, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. He was 20 years old when he got called up, turned 21 during the run that the Rangers went on. And so, yeah, he's 21 years old, played on a Major League Baseball team years before people thought he was going to. Made a huge impact right out the gate. Played playoff games, won a World Series, is a champion, all at 21 years old. Crazy, right? Chris Young, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. But to flip the script back to football, that was, I feel like, the total opposite. That feeling that I had with the Rangers winning, obviously the last time I felt it was Super Bowl 43 when the Steelers beat the Arizona Cardinals. I did watch that game, obviously. That was in Florida. That feeling of winning, right? That was the last time I felt that feeling. I mean, you think about it, like the last time I think that I was close to having that feeling was when the Dallas Stars went to the Stanley Cup in 2020 in the bubble, which again, I watch hockey even less, right? So I only watch hockey when it's playoff time. If I'm being completely honest, I'm not a true fan of any team. That's why I just stay at home, right? Dallas Stars, hey, go Stars, right? But I wouldn't consider myself a team. I'm not, fake like that or anything like that. But, it's one of those things where it's like, in my opinion, from the outside looking in with the Stars that year, I was like, holy crap, they made it to the Stanley Cup Finals? That's crazy. But had I watched the whole season, maybe I would have, seen why, right? So, yeah, going back to football, it's been a while since the Steelers have made a big splash in the postseason. Mike Tomlin is a winning coach, has never had a losing season in 16 years as a head coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And breaking news, going to break that today on Tuesday, January 16th, that Mike Tomlin has said to players and personnel of the Pittsburgh Steelers that he does intend on coaching the Pittsburgh Steelers in the upcoming season. So let's give a round of applause to Mike Tomlin coming back and committing. Even though he walked out of that presser post-game when he was about to be asked about his contract, right? About his future with the organization. Which, fresh out the game, I get it. It was crazy for me to see Tomlin do that because of his history. He's been known to take shots and give them back, right? He doesn't run from anything. But it's the playoffs, man. You got 1 year coming up in a contract. It's a totally different ball game when it comes to situations like that, right? It's not like you just lost a regular season game and you got next week. This is it. This is the end of the season for the Steelers. It ended last night. So it's a bigger pill to swallow, right? You got to understand that. And a lot of people take things out of context, right? But Mike Tomlin's not that type of coach. He's not that type of person. at least from what I've seen, right, as a fan. And like I said, he came out today, the very next day, to say that he does plan on coming back because that's the type of person he is. He's committed, right? The way I took him walking off and out of that presser before he was being asked the real question, all she said was, you got 1 year left under contract, and he bolted, right? So the way that I saw that as was, he's not going to entertain stupid, right? Not calling that woman stupid or questioning her intellect, but the saying goes, you play dumb games, you win dumb prizes, right? And so I feel like that was just one of those things that he knew it was going to happen. He just wasn't in the mood at that time. People are like that all the time. I'm sure you felt like that at some point in your life. Oh, I'm not feeling it. I don't want to go anywhere. Or I don't, you know, could we change the topic? I don't really want to discuss this right now. Maybe at a later time, right? Today, fast forward to today. Today was his later time. And he came out and did what I thought he was going to do the whole time, which was right out that year. Now, the interesting thing that I think would happen would be if they extend him. That's when you know that they are, one, committed to Tomlin and the way that he's been doing it. But I'm going to be honest with you all. As a realist and as a fan, as a true fan of the Steelers, and as a realist, at the same time, I don't see him going past that year. That's just me personally. That's my personal opinion. I don't see him going past that year. Unless they just make a splash in the draft. They make a crazy turnaround next season. If they could win a division next season, which is going to be tough with Joe Burrow coming back off that injury. We don't really have a solid quarterback, if you're asking me. We have decent receivers. We always pick up good receivers. The Steelers have been known. They have a history of, when it comes to drafting receivers, they're good with that somehow, some way. They've been decent on tight ends the last couple drafts. So, I mean, we need linemen. We need a quarterback. We got the 1-2 punch in the run game, which, crazy enough, Jalen Warren is, I think, he's getting a lot more opportunity than Harris is. Harris is still a good back. He's a great back. They remind me of the smash and dash, right? Tennessee Titans, Chris Johnson, Lindell White. That's what they remind me of. But Harris is a lot more elusive than Lindell White was. He's not as big as Lindell White was, right? Lindell had a bigger body than Harris does. But Harris is more like muscle and power, right, than Lindell was, I believe. But again, with Jalen Warren, he's not as fast as Chris Johnson was, but they still have that quick cut and dash, right? They can make the cut, find the hole, and shoot right in there and just get out of there, right? They got the speed, the elusiveness to do that. So that's what they remind me of. So I think that we're okay in that asset, that aspect when it comes to the run game. We need a quarterback. We need a quarterback, and we need one bad. I'm not saying Kenny Pickett cannot be the future, but he's not right now. He needs to sit behind a vet longer, maybe another year or two, to, you know, after the experience that he had, he needs to be behind a vet. Because honestly, with Tomlin coming back, he wants to win. This may be his last year as a Steeler head coach. He wants to win. He don't want to rebuild. He doesn't want to start over. We need to get a veteran quarterback. I don't know what kind of trade packages you would have to look at to try and get a veteran quarterback, a decent veteran quarterback that's going to come to Pittsburgh and want to win and make it happen. You tried it with Mitchell Trubisky. You saw that trash can fire that was. And I believe Trubisky was his last year. This season was his last year on the contract. So he might be gone. So we got Mason Rudolph. I don't even know his contract situation. But Kenny Pickett, we got him, right? I think he might be entering his third year of his rookie contract. And I believe those are four. Either way, we need a quarterback. Let's be real about it. We need a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? We got the receivers, like I said. We need to toughen up the line, the O-line. Our defense is solid, right? Our linebackers need some help, but our defense is solid if they're healthy. But any team can say that. Our team is great when they're healthy. Well, any team could say that. But I said all that to sum it up into a few, you know, words or thoughts. Although the Steelers season is over, and you know, they obviously finished short of their goal, as every team has that is not currently in the playoff picture right now. So there's a handful of them. So it sucks that they ended their season last night. It's awful. I wanted them to win, even though they were the underdog and they were going. Everybody had them to lose yesterday, including myself. I wasn't hoping they lost, but I'm a realist, and the numbers are numbers, and it is what it is, right? I obviously wanted them to win with everything in me, but I wasn't expecting it, right? So I'm not disappointed that they lost last night. I'm actually the opposite. I'm very excited that they still made the playoffs. They still had a winning record, and they finished second in the division, right? Maybe third behind the Browns. I can't remember, but either way, they had a solid season, man, considering everything they went through, the injuries, which, again, every team experienced. I get it. I'm not making excuses for all I'm saying is they had a great season considering what they went through, right? Firing of offensive coordinator. They had to change personnel around during the season. They had injuries with the players. They had to change that around during the season. And so it was a weird season for the Steelers. They did outside the box things with firing Matt Canada. That the last time they fired a coach during the middle of a season was so many years ago, like the 60s, I want to say. Something like that. So they had a crazy, crazy season. But at the end of the day, the Steelers are the Steelers. They're winners. They're champions. They showed that with their winning record again for the 16th consecutive season. And they made the postseason. That right there is a victory. Is it the victory that they wanted? No, it's not. But it could have been worse, right? It could have been worse. So with that being said, I want to turn it to you guys, turn the microphone to everybody out there listening today, and ask you how your season ended or if it's still going. Are you into sports? Are you into football? Who's your favorite team? You can reach me on my Instagram, xray_vision, or go to Spotify where the podcast will be, and have a little question, a little Q&A in there. Put your comments there. Again, you can reach me at my Instagram, xray_vision. Or you can find this podcast anywhere that you find your podcast. And give me some suggestions, some questions, some comments, concerns, anything like that. Be more than happy to read those. But as always, until next time, be safe and love your family.